This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The U.S. Poultry and Egg Association and the National Chicken Council have joined the American Farm Bureau Federation in a lawsuit challenging the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to implement a water quality program in the Chesapeake Bay watershed that is based on flawed assumptions. The AFBF-led lawsuit takes aim at an EPA program that will set limits on discharges to each of the individual watersheds within the Chesapeake Bay region. The American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging members to donate to the American Red Cross International Disaster Relief Fund in support of Japan relief efforts following the aftermath of the recent earthquake and tsunami that has overwhelmed the country. The March 11 tsunami, which destroyed vast areas of Japan's northeastern coast, coupled with the country's ongoing nuclear radiation crisis, is estimated to cost as much as $250 billion. Americans may have noticed a new social media trend this past year. More Facebook posts from the farm, more tweets from the tractor, and more blogs from the back 40. The timing of this social media stampede couldn't be better, said Jeff Fowle, a Farm Bureau member and president of the Ag Chat Foundation. Celebrating its one-year anniversary, April 5th, the Ag Chat Foundation is a 100% volunteer organization formed to empower farmers and ranchers to effectively tell their stories using social media. The Agriculture Department aims to have 100,000 4-H members participate in the Presidential Active Lifestyle Award Challenge by September 2011. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke Tuesday to 300 children and adults at the 2011 National 4-H Conference in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Vilsack says healthy living has been a fundamental principle of 4-H as members pledge their health to better living. USDA has long been committed to nutrition and healthy living, and he is looking forward to seeing many 4-H'ers helping USDA meet or exceed their goal. He added, as tomorrow's leaders, 4-H members have an important role to play in winning the future, starting with a commitment to healthy living. 4-H strives to equip young people with the knowledge and skills for healthy living that will prepare them physically, emotionally, and socially to meet the challenges of the 21st century. 4-H initially committed to this goal during the November 29, 2010 rollout of the Let's Move Faith and Communities Initiative led by First Lady Michelle Obama. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service has launched a new reference site to help producers, processors, packers and other market participants better utilize livestock, meat, and grain reports. The new reference room can be found by clicking on the reference room link on the Market News portal website at marketnews.usda.gov. The new site features three main tools to help users access and interpret livestock and grain market report news reports: a glossary of terms, tutorials, and report overviews. House Republicans announced a 2012 budget proposal Tuesday that calls for a much smaller federal government. Drafted by House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, the plan aims to eventually shrink federal spending, measured against the economy, to its lowest level since 1949. Ryan's budget, titled The Path to Prosperity, would cut $6.2 trillion in federal spending over the next 10 years. It includes reductions in key Agriculture Department programs over the same period: $30 billion from commodity supports and market development, $18 billion from conservation programs, and $125 billion from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Action by the Senate Tuesday, passing a bill repealing the onerous Form 1099 requirement, is great news for America's farmers and ranch families, according to American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman. The measure now awaits President Barack Obama's signature. The health care law contains a provision set to begin in 2012 requiring that businesses submit a Form 1099 to the Internal Revenue Service for every vendor from which they purchase $600 or more worth of goods or services. H.R. 4, passed by both the House and the Senate, would repeal this new requirement. Retail food prices at the supermarket increased during the first quarter of 2011, according to the latest AFBF Market Basket Survey. The informal survey shows the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals was $49.07, up $2.10, or about 4% compared to the fourth quarter of 2010. Of the 16 items surveyed, 13 increased, 2 decreased, and 1 remained the same in average price compared to the prior quarter. The total average price for the 16 items was up $3.53, or about 8%, compared to 1 year ago. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, ranking member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, introduced legislation this week that clarifies that lawful application of pesticides under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act does not trigger regulatory requirements in other programs. AFBF supports the legislation. The bill, S-718, would amend FIFRA by clarifying that additional permits are not needed when a pesticide is applied in accordance with the FIFRA-approved label. The legislation is intended to solve many of the problems associated with the new National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permitting program and the underlying Sixth Circuit Court decision from 2009. Last week, the House passed legislation, H.R. 872, that would amend both FIFRA and the Clean Water Act to clarify that CWA permits are not needed when a pesticide is applied in accordance with a FIFRA-approved label. The recession prepared consumers to be thriftier shoppers and stretch their food dollars, which should help them as they face rising food costs, according to a study by NPD, a consumer research company. NPD's economy tracker found that 74% of consumers surveyed said coupons and special deals will be much more important when they shop, while 67% said they would shop less and 53% said they would be buying in bulk. During the recession, consumers adopted thriftier spending behaviors, and as time went on, they became comfortable with making concessions and getting by with less, according to Dory Hickey, Director of Product Development at NPD. At the height of the recession, consumers said they used coupons more, were stocking up on sale items, buying more private labels, and shopping at discount stores more, among other money-saving strategies. Hickey says that with food prices rising and consumers experienced it getting the most from their food dollars, consumers are going to be increasing these types of behaviors once again. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.